Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm just Joe, no title, and I'm so glad that you joined me for the Lord's Word of God today. And we celebrate Yeshua, Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and there is no other. Amen? Amen. He is Master of the Universe. So, brothers and sisters, our mission in life is to please God and do His will. And we love God because He loved us first and sent His only begotten Son to die on a cross for our sins. That ultimate sacrifice. And we love Jesus for being obedient unto death for you and me so we can be saved. Amen? Amen. And so God and Yeshua did something for us. And now we have to do something for Him. And that is to please God and do His will. That is everyone's goal that is a genuine Christian. Amen? Amen. And so, brothers and sisters, if you brought your Bibles today, we're going to look at a couple examples in the Old Testament. The first one is about Moses. So please turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 4. And to lay the foundation, God told Abraham that when a male child reached 8 days, that he was supposed to be circumcised. And Moses failed to do this. And so now God has already chosen Moses to deliver the house of Israel out of bondage from Egypt. And he has given him instructions what to tell Pharaoh, and he's given him his staff, and he sends him on his way. And so Moses gets his family and his goods, and he starts traveling with mules. And we're going to pick it up in verse 24. And it came to pass on the way at the encampment that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet and said, "Surely you are a husband of blood to me." And so he let him go. So God Almighty, even after he chose Moses to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt, gave him his staff, gave him his instructions, he was going to kill Moses for not circumcising his child, for not obeying God's command. So the second passage we're going to read is found in the book of Genesis, chapter 19. And here, God has looked down on earth and has discovered that Sodom and Gomorrah is full of immorality. And he is mad to the point where he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham has a nephew and pleads with God to spare his nephew Lot and his family. And God grants him that wish. And so God sends two angels to Sodom and Gomorrah to rescue Lot from the destruction that is going to happen. We're going to read from verse 15. In the morning dawn, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters that are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." So it came to pass when they brought them outside that he said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you or stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities and all the plains, all the inhabitants of the city, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Brothers and sisters, God told them not to look back, but she looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. So what do we learn from these two examples, Moses and Lot's wife? If God says to do something, do it. And if God says don't do something, don't do it. Amen? Amen. And so, brothers and sisters, to be saved, we must have the mind of Jesus. And the mind of Jesus is to please God and do His will. It is not God's will that we continue to sin, but to practice righteousness. We must have the mind of Jesus to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And brothers and sisters, if we love God, we're going to desire to please Him and do His will and not continue to sin. In John 14, 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And in verses 16 and 17, He says, "He will send the Spirit of truth to dwell inside of us." Amen? Amen. And so, brothers and sisters, if you believe Jesus came incarnated from heaven, the Son of God, died, was buried, and arose for your sins and mine, and you have repented of your sinful ways, brothers and sisters, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Amen? Amen. So celebrate that today. So seek to please God. If you do not have the will to seek God, then you can't please God. And if you cannot please God, you cannot go to heaven. You need to know God's word to know what he wants. Jesus shows us how to walk and how to serve him. So brothers and sisters, you need to be fed or the body will take over. If you are not worshiping God, you're worshiping the devil. Only the person in God knows why they have not received the Holy Spirit. And if that's you, brothers and sisters, you can't wait to the last minute. It will be too late for you to correct the mistakes you have made. Jesus could come for his church and you not be ready. Or God could come and take you. Or we could get hit with an atomic bomb. Because brothers and sisters, we are facing war. War is breaking out. It's already broke out in Israel. And here in the United States, our president is already committed to back up Israel. And brothers and sisters, when war hits, there's always collateral damage. And that means a lot of innocent people will die. And we all need to be ready to meet our Maker face to face. Amen? Amen. And so brothers and sisters, we are living in an age where it's never been so bad as it is now. I'll give you an example. I had a get together the other day and a woman had just had a baby. And another woman was admiring the baby. And the woman said, "I don't care if the baby decides to be a woman or a man." Well, brothers and sisters, throughout the history of the earth, there was never a time when you would hear those words. But now, it's a common saying. So that's just to put it in perspective of the time frame we are in. We are in the last generation, brothers and sisters, and Jesus is coming for his church. So you need to be right with God when he gets here. Amen? Amen. People want to please God and not repent. Not good. You must repent to please God. Amen? Amen. So brothers and sisters, continue carrying the cross given to you by taking Christ as our master, our teacher, our example. Believe his doctrine and obey him, and we will all be with our Lord and Savior someday for eternity. Amen? Amen.